Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend David Rubin back on the show. David has become a great member of our Brain Trust since he joined us last year. He's the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. He joins us now from Israel. I think he's in Jerusalem today. And Shiloh, folks, as you may know, if you know your history, it was the original seat of government of the nation of Israel. His book is called Trump and the Jews, and he's here to give us a report on what's going on over there in that neighborhood. David Rubin, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations again on your book. David, when we talked last, and as I've talked to other of my friends in Israel, the lockdown was another round of lockdown, and when you guys do it, you do it all the way. Complete lockdown was being instituted. Is it still in place?
Well, lockdown was just extended for another 10 days.
Wow.
Now, I have to tell you, Jim, you know, when we had the first lockdown back in March, the country was shut down. All businesses, large businesses, small businesses, everything was shut down. People weren't allowed to leave their homes beyond 500 meters, you know, like fraction of a mile.
Right.
And this was the situation. The infection rates went down drastically. The amount of deaths decreased substantially, and as did the amount of sick patients. Seriously sick patients. So that happened at that time, but the country was closed down for about a month. Now we've been closed down for about 2 weeks, and the rates are not going down at all.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are not going down at all. So the government has decided to do exactly what Albert Einstein says is the definition of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
To do the same thing, the same thing that hasn't been working, so do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, exactly the same way that it was done before.
Well, see, some of that's happening in the United States, David, because there's some, there's a fair amount of research that shows that questions even using masks. There's some research that shows lockdowns. You know, full lockdowns aren't any more effective than not, but yet we're not. You know, we seem to have not. At least a lot of places in the country haven't learned from that. And you're right. I mean, we got to quit. We got to start using a little more perspective on what really seems to work. Because for one thing, we need to get people back to living their lives and making a living. And especially, at least in America, our government is helping out financially businesses. But in Israel, if I'm understanding it, you guys are getting no help from the government financially.
There's only unemployment insurance that all the people who are unemployed are getting. But no, there's no substantial governmental assistance, especially for small businesses, which are really suffering. If you walk down the central streets in Jerusalem, so every third or fourth store is shut down. And I don't mean shut down because of the lockdown. I mean, there are signs.
They're out of business.
This is for rent, or, yeah, we have closed down completely. The store is for rent, the store is for sale. It just doesn't make sense. You know, people are really suffering. And yes, we know people have gotten sick. We know that some people people have died, mostly elderly people with pre-existing conditions. But the point is, the solution is to go forward at full speed and to have the, you know, to get the vaccines out.
Are you guys being vaccinated? Are you receiving vaccines over there?
Oh, yeah. No, Israel is, it's like a military operation here.
Uh-huh.
Everyone who is over the age of 50 at this point is eligible for a vaccine. And they don't have to make appointments weeks in advance. They don't have to travel for 2 hours to get their vaccine. They just go to the local clinic.
Yep.
And they do it there.
Good. Now, hopefully that will make a big dent in the problem over there. We're going to come back after the break and talk about 2021 and the neighborhood, especially regarding Iran and the neighborhood and the Biden administration after the break with David.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.